This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Cakes was doing that tired stretch, and it's infectious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I actually got out of my chair just for a minute because I was micro-napping, EV.
Oh, you were?
Where? And I was in right here. Just during the break, I was sitting here, and I found myself, I just got up and moved.
Dude, during the third night that I was playing at the WSOP, like it was around 11 o'clock, and still playing poker at that point, two guys at my table were literally falling asleep at the table. Like, they're getting dealt hands.
I can relate to that with poker.
They're just back like this. Just shit, like, they didn't miss their hands because people were nudging them and waking them up, but, like, it's an endurance contest, man. You got to be able to stay awake and alert for, like, 12-plus hours a day. Some guys were just fading late in the evening.
Yeah. Totally. I could totally see that.
They're just losing it.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, I'm so psyched not to have to wake up tomorrow. It's just awesome.
I have to tell you, you know, we've been talking about sleep for 25 years, and I've been struggling with sleep lately. The tart cherry juice, 100%, it initiates sleep. 100%, the tryptophan that's in there, whatever.
Okay.
I take a big swig of it, you know, right out of the big thing, or I put it in a cup, and I'm telling you, 45 minutes later, I start dozing off on my computer.
Very
and
good.
I go,
thanks.
Time to go to
if
bed.
If it works, it works.
How many minutes later?
I'd say within an hour.
Okay.
Within an hour.
Yeah, so taking it like 7:30, you're good.
I'm telling you, man. Tart cherry juice does trigger sleep. Now, it doesn't mean when you, by the time you go up the stairs, that you can re-trigger it, but it starts the process.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So I highly recommend it. I think it's nasty. I think tart cherry juice tastes horrible, but it does.
Hey, if it knocks you out and it works for you,
it initiates
using it.
A sleep response.
Very good.
And you're still using the red light?
But the rest, I have it on. I don't. It's not like I look at it. I don't really go into my room until I go to bed. So when I go to my room, I turn the red light on and I just go to bed. I am sleeping better. I think it's taken me 6 weeks to wean off whatever that. That's what actually scares me to start drinking again, like like a regular person.
Yeah.
It obviously screwed up my sleeping.
Well, maybe just stay off the booze.
By the way, a lot of regular people don't drink.
No, I know, but like what regular people drink. Like I don't think I had a problem. If I drink one or two drinks 4 or 5 days a week, I don't think that's abnormal.
No. I think that's pretty standard.
I know, but the way you said it, you made it seem like it's abnormal to not drink.
No, I meant what the way regular people drink. The way regular people...
I think for most people our age, it's abnormal to not at least have a few drinks during the week.
Yeah, I think
most of the people I hang out with, they're having a few drinks
most
throughout the week.
Most people my age like to have a beer at the end of the day or two, or a glass of wine.
Right.
Most people that I come in contact with. In fact, I don't really know anybody that doesn't.
Well, you're sitting next to one that clearly does.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I don't really have any during the week.
Yeah.
Like, I'll maybe have a beer. Jess and I went out on Saturday and had one beer.
Yeah, that's fine. But what my intake was enough that it definitely, and I did it to help me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It disturbed my sleep cycle. That is the impact it had on me.
Yep.
100%.
I don't think I've gotten more than 25 hours of sleep this week.
That's clearly not enough.
Not
good.
That's
just as bad as drinking.
But I sleep fine when I actually go to sleep.
Huh?
It's worse for your body to have 25 hours or less of sleep than to have a drink or two per night.
I sleep perfectly fine when I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just am up late.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in the entertainment page.
Play the music. Thank you.
That's Valdez's bit.
All right. I was looking at you. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience. On your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. I'm starting to peruse the website as I'm thinking about what my next vehicle might be.
You're in the market.
Your car looks new.
I just put a ton of miles on it. So I'm like, I'm going to be over my miles soon. No, so it's going to be time to turn it in.
I had a critical mistake last night. I don't understand it. There's an intersection with two gas stations, and I was down to like 4 miles. So I had to go to the gas station.
Man, you are pushing it.
Across the street was Liberty.
Okay.
I went to the gas station
that
was convenient. Yeah. But Liberty was $1.20 cheaper than where I went.
Across the street?
Yes.
That has to be a typo.
No. I don't understand it. I go to the Shell.
It wasn't a glitch on their digital monitor?
No. Shell, I don't understand it. They're $1.20 more than their competition across the street.
Well,
and I was too lazy. I didn't EB because I was pulling out.
Yeah.
I would have had to do a U-turn and do all this stuff to get over to the Liberty, but I should have gone to Liberty.
Notoriously has cheap gas.
That much cheaper? And $1
No, the Shell, this
cheaper?
Shell is way more expensive. Like gas is right around, what is it? Around
320 or so a gallon, yeah. I'd say. 325.
This was like 440. I actually have like 10 cents off a gallon if I stop at a Shell. So I was like, oh, I'll stop at the Shell. $4.40.
No, you tell them to kick all the rocks for plus more per gallon.
I'm going to Liberty the rest of the way.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
All Liberty all
unless
the
you want
time.
To go bankrupt.
I'm only going on the side of the road I'm driving on.
That's what I'm saying. I did an EB and it cost me probably $16.
Don't look. But I'm going, it's got to be on my side of the road. I would have to be at a crisis down to single digits left.
Well, he was down to 4 miles. He's pushing it so hard.
Yeah, I don't push it like that.
I don't either.
Speaking of gas, you know, I talked about that poor woman that got smoked at the intersection in Kensington
by the
mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Montgomery County Police Department, whatever, they were lick and they put out a statement because... I won't say the site, but one of these like local news agencies, I think it's like a website, put out the video before they could even let the family know.
Oh, that's right? Not great.
So you can literally see your family member die, and they didn't even have time to let the family know
that's
yet.
Terrible.
So they were lick.
You used the term twice. You used to get upset at the term donkey, and you just dropped they were lick twice.
Let's just play off of Rick.
Which is a playoff. It's a double playoff.
I just think the term donkey is embarrassing.
But lick isn't.
I think lick is funny. Donkey is past its funniness to me, like 25
it's
years
past
ago.
Past shelf date.
Donk is okay. Donkey, not funny.
This is the top donkey sound effect that we have.
It's a good one.
It's the one seed.
You know, the whole Coldplay concert thing has gone crazy. The guy issued a statement. First of all, one of the girls that put this video up that went viral, she put it on TikTok or whatever. She got 30 million views. Okay. On this thing where the guy's like caressing
somebody's ADs,
his HR
that's a huge
manager
AD deposit
at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
He actually put out this statement where he basically is blaming everybody else.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
For him.
I don't know how he became CEO of this company.
Yeah, like
he's a big stupid.
You're in public groping your employee.
Right.
And you're blaming others for putting it out there. You're putting it out there.
Yeah.
You're in public. You're basically making out with her in public, you idiot.
He's a stooge.
Yeah, and they apologize to the wife. You know, okay, that's fine. You guys work that out. But that is crazy to blame others for what you did.
Yeah.
You're not
accepting. How did he blame them?
He was just like, you have to find a statement. If you found the statement, you find it. It's a very, like, not really accepting responsibility. Even though he said, I accept responsibility, he's still pissed that others would kind of, like, put it out there or something. I don't know. It was not a great statement.
I thought that was a fake statement.
I saw one that I thought was fake. Like, I'm a Coldplay fan.
Did we get duped?
Oh, maybe.
Is that the one that said I'm a Coldplay fan?
No, I think this is the legit one from CEO Andy Byron.
I don't think so.
He said what was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astronomer. By the way, I had never heard of that company before yesterday.
Right.
Good pump for the company, bad pump for him. You deserve better for me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, figure out the next steps.
Well, that sounds like he's taking accountability.
He also goes, I also want to express how troubling it is. What should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
So, he's all that other stuff is meaningless. At the end of the day, he's bitter that other people, whatever. Terrible statement.
This is getting community noted. This is a fake press release.
So it's fake.
Yeah. This one? I think every
statement so far has been fake.
The whole thing's fake.
Pretty sure.
All right, so we're getting duped.
It was posted by a troll account, P. Enos.
That
would certainly be fake.
Oh, cakes.
Hey, I believe that.
I'm not the only one.
New sites picked it up. So they may have got, if that's you guys are saying.
If the count is P_Enos.
Well, no, that doesn't.
I'm sure many accounts picked it up.
Yeah, I did not. P-Enos. Okay.
That's the original post was from the account. Troll account, P.Enos.
Both of them are fake.
Okay.
What's the account which has duped a lot of people before?
Oh, it's
it's like the fake Adam Schefter, right?
Oh, yeah.
You always got to watch your Adam Schefter.
Spells the name wrong by like one letter.
Yeah.
This one hits home. General Hospital star Tristan Rogers diagnosed with cancer, 29. Tristan Rogers played who?
Scorpio.
They don't say... They don't say what kind of cancer he had, but he is 79. He appeared in over 1,400 episodes. They say he remains hopeful. He's working closely with his medical team on a treatment plan. But the family asked for privacy and understanding in these times.
EB and I were General Hospital marks when we were in like sixth grade.
It was not my thing back in the day. Though I did watch Santa Barbara when I was in college. It was an NBC sitcom. I don't know why. Watched it for a couple years.
Not a sitcom.
I'm sorry, a soap opera.
I watched Days of Our Lives during college years.
The TV show that I still feel shame about watching and laughing at, and then I quit it cold turkey because I saw an episode of it without the laugh track behind it, Big Bang Theory. Used to think it was funny, but then I had an epiphany and realized it's not funny. Mm. This show is not funny.
I find none of those shows funny.
So then,
that's a Chuck Lorre show, though. He's killed it with shows similar to that.
Right. I have evolved past that sort of show, JP. It's no longer my thing.
Believe what? Chuck Lorre's show on, and I don't know if maybe that was the show which I watched on HBO Masks. With I think he did Bookie with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Never
that was canceled.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy. Celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Never seen one episode.
Denise Richards is in the news, and this is terrible, troubling. It doesn't look good for the husband. She's posted photos of a black eye and reports. She's been granted a temporary restraining order against her husband, talking about the abuse that she says she's had throughout her relationship. She says this guy, Aaron Pfeiffer's, would frequently violently choke me, violently squeeze my head with both hands, tightly squeeze my arms, violently slap me in the face. I remember reading this yesterday, and I was thinking, who on earth could do this? I mean, to like your wife or girlfriend. I mean, I know this happens all the time. It's just insane. He would slam my head into the bathroom towel rack. He would threaten to kill me. He would hold me down with his knee on my back up to the point where I'd have to plead with him to get off me so they would not kill me and back into my laptop and phone and download all of my text messages.
Well, he sounds like a complete
He
psycho.
Regularly threatened to break my jaw. And would cry and beg me to stay. So, listen, these are allegations. Sometimes they're false. Hopefully, the truth comes out. But if this is true, this is awful. I just don't want to. I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of flaws, but man, that's not something I could ever do. I just never could do that.
Seems pretty extreme, but we were talking about a guy who you were giving a pass to who had similar allegations named Von Miller.
I don't know the details of them if they were this bad.
They weren't that bad. I mean, look, the article I read about Von Miller just said that she had bruises. Now, she had bruises on her neck and her abdomen and her hand. I mean, she had bunch of bruises.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But she withdrew her allegations.
Just a couple others. Late Show with Stephen Colbert canceled after May of 2026, so he's got basically another year. All those late night shows decided they just wanted to go political, so they can all just go in the toilet, as far as I'm concerned.
Jimmy Kimmel was bitter because him and Colbert became friends, and he's just bitter that CBS, it's just an economic play. Like, it just costs too much money. More and more people are streaming.
Well, my understanding is he only gets 200,000 viewers. You could get a random golf YouTube channel gets more than that. I mean,
I think at one point he was highly rated.
Yeah, not anymore. All those shows can all kick rocks. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, every single one of them. Throw them all in the trash. They're not even funny anymore.
I wouldn't know. You think I'm staying up until 1 o'clock to watch these
Billy
shows?
Billy McFarland sold the rights to Fyre Festival. If this is correct, I don't know. Who knows? Everything's fake news now. Maybe I'm being duped. But they're saying that they have to verify it. But on Etsy, they're saying it went for $245,000 for the naming rights to Fyre Fest.
On eBay, not Etsy.
Oh, eBay. Sorry. eBay, $245,000.
Valdez, you didn't eBay, buy, I you think didn't you're buy off. Rights, did you?
Colbert Show is averaging $2.4
million. I saw $200,000, but maybe somebody was just
mocking. No, it's number one
him.
In the ratings.
Maybe that was in the demo. I don't know.
The late night talk shows are a bygone era. Yeah. The younger people don't watch them.
Well, correct.
They're also not funny anymore. They just do all political hits.
Some of their jokes are funny. It's your opinion.
I don't think any of it's funny. I didn't know when they became funny. I don't know when they're funny. Everything I see is political. Like, literally all of them. 100% of them.
I think Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are pretty funny guys. Colbert's pretty funny, and he's got 2.4 million viewers.
They're one-sided political hit artists.
I get it. You don't like their point
that's
of
what
view.
They are.
Jimmy Fallon is not that. Jimmy Fallon doesn't talk politics. He does wacky bits and karaoke.
He just had Miss Peaches on.
Yeah.
He did.
They're not all the
same. She was a guest.
Jimmy Fallon, if you look into his bag, you got a very sordid history.
I don't care. I'm talking about a show that it's on TV.
Sordid history?
I don't even know what that means.
Of what?
I'll tell you during the break. If you don't want me, I'll tell you online. I'll tell you on air. I'll tell you during the break. Whatever you want to know.
I don't care. He was a former Chunky's guest.
That's right. We used to do weekly bits with him. daily bits with him for a while.
Was it daily?
I think it was.
Definitely remember weekly.
At least weekly.
Yeah. But that's when he was doing like the late night show.
Yeah.
Before he got the Tonight Show. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. It is Open Line Friday, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. We carried it over from yesterday because we got more football talk coming up next week. So wide open, your chance to steer the show at 1-800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.